Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com. كفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقنا السماء والأرض وما بينهما باطلا ذلك ظن الذين كفروا فويل للذين كفروا من النار صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening, for the past few sessions, we have been covering some very important topics, understanding that from day one, the established religion and the only religion from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Islam. And that is why the very first man that Allah has created, his name is Adam alayhi salam, and he is the Nabi of Allah, the messenger of Allah. This tells you clearly that the religion chosen by Allah and the way of life chosen by Allah is only Deen-e-Islam. And then of course what had happened is that Shaitan comes into this dunya and slowly he manages to mislead individuals and groups of people, and then they start their own understanding of faith and their ideology. And then Shaitan will give it another name, completely different from Islam. And slowly that is how you see many other different religions that are around today. But the only religion to Allah is Deen-e-Islam. In our last session, I had also touched on how Kufr entered Arabia, Saudi Arabia, the Arabian Peninsula, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam lived there with his son Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. The tribe of Jurhum were all upon Tawheed, but it was that one man, Amr ibn Luhay. And because of that one man, shirk started in the city of Makkah, and slowly then it started to spread. And also we need to understand that kufr today is at three levels. One is the general kufr that people do, who we know as people who are not Muslims. And then the second category is kufr by nifaq, the munafiqeen. Allah save us. And then the worst from every type of kufr is the kufr of zindiq, the kufr of zindiq. Who are the people who are known as zanadika, zindiq? Zindiq are those who will want to change the Islamic teachings. Who will want to change the Islamic teachings. What Allah has made halal, they might want to make it haram. And what Allah has made haram, they will want to make it halal. So basically, to change Islam, they are zindiq. And one example of zindiq we had mentioned is also the Qadianis, the Qadiani people. So alhamdulillah, all that was covered in the last two sessions. We need to understand, my respected brothers, that it's very, very simple for a person to understand in his deen what is right and what is wrong. Isn't this the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us no responsibility. No responsibility. Imagine if you had to be a mujtahid yourself, and you would have to decide that we don't know, we have to play a guessing game, that is Allah liking this or will Allah not like this? And it's your own research. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say, look, I have given you the brain, the intelligence, now you people go and see what is right and see what is wrong. You decide. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Islam so easy. So easy. So easy. It is more easy than the English alphabets. Hame to A, B, C, D zyada aate hai na alif baata se. So it's more easy. Very easy. You are not required to think, you are not required to do anything. Somebody comes to me and says, Mauli sahab, this is the mas'ala. Am I going to give an answer by my own research? No. I will simply say, no, no, Allah and His Rasul have said, tick, yes, it's jais. Sorry, Allah and His Rasul have said, no. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is fake and what is genuine also, it is very, very easy for a person to understand. And this is what we have to see in this dunya that we are living in. For an example, just to explain, that a Nabi that comes in this dunya, there is no scope for any human being to doubt him. To doubt him to be the Nabi of Allah, because he is the chosen one from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now imagine, just to give you an example, I hope you understand this example. Maybe it is right, maybe it is wrong, whatever, but inshallah, you know, it'll give you some understanding. Imagine one man comes to this foreign country, and it's a third world country, and he says, you know, I've just landed and I am an ambassador for America, for the US. And so I need to meet the politicians, the dignitaries of your country, and we need to discuss, and I am an ambassador. And so when he sits and when he meets with the delegation, now when he is talking, he is not talking at that level being an ambassador. He is talking things that are very nonsensical, nothing to do with international politics or even, you know, any local politics of that country. And he's talking something which does not seem right. But he says, you know what, I am the ambassador. And there are some people, they actually take him to be the ambassador of the United States. Chalo. And he says, don't worry, you know what, our country will give you millions of dollars. We will give you millions of dollars. So they get all very happy. And then when he goes back, there's no money, so these guys are now checking it out by what happened to that ambassador. And they find out, the Americans tell them that what ambassador? He's not an ambassador. We didn't send nobody as an ambassador. So now they say, why didn't you tell us that? They will say, by, is it our duty to tell you everything? It's not our duty to tell you everything. And like so, the ambassadors that are chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they come with this very high profile. They come with this very high profile. Not like Mirza Ghulam Muhammad Qadiani. So there are people who are trapped into this fake, you know, so-called Aliyazu Billah, Allah save us, who claims to be a Nabi, and there are people who follow him. And this is a fake individual that we will actually now cover, so that we understand what is the difference between Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and all other individuals that are there. So a Nabi that comes in this dunya, he comes with a very, very high profile. He does not allow anyone to raise a finger at a Nabi. He is completely flawless. A Nabi is completely flawless. First of all, we need to understand that when a Nabi comes in this dunya, his lineage is class A, the top class, Khandan. Allah will select the best tribe for that Nabi. That we need to understand. Look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From all the children of Adam alayhi salam, the best lineage is the lineage of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, from him, the best lineage is the Banu Ismail. From Banu Ismail, the top lineage is Banu Kinana. And then from Banu Kinana, the top lineage is Banu Hashim. And it is from the Banu Hashim tribe that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born. When you look at Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani and his lineage, it is lost. What is it? Totally lost. Just to give you an understanding, my respected brothers, that how quickly today we can be influenced by the wrong group of people, the wrong setting. And they might show you something and you might feel that, you know what, let me be part of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. That is number one. So a Nabi, subhanallah, Allah protects them. Allah protects them. That is why it comes that a Nabi that is born from the time of Adam alayhi salam until Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no woman has done zina. No woman. Can you imagine that? From the time of Adam alayhi salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not a single woman is behaya. All done through nikah. Every Nabi that comes has been coming in this dunya by nikah. Number one. Number two, when a Nabi comes in this dunya, high profile, 63 years of his life, not 40 years of his life, 63 years of his life, in his entire life, he has only spoken the truth. Who can make that claim? Is there anyone, any wali of Allah? Can Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, or any of the Buzrugane deens that we think, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, or any of them, you know, whoever you think, can anyone make a claim? 63 years, and this claim was not made by his followers. In fact, this was a title given to him by his enemies. Can you imagine that? The people who did not believe in him, they had to say to him, Sadiqul Amin, Sadiqul Amin, Sadiqul Amin. Look at that high profile. Look at the Nabi. Let's give you an example, my respected brothers, so we know that alhamdulillah, how much shukr we should be doing that we follow this great Nabi. So subhanallah al-azim, certain points which are very, very important. So that he has only spoken the truth. That is why in the hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, وَالْقُرْآنُ حَقْ وَمُحَمَّدٌ حَقْ. That like how the Quran is haq, Muhammad is haq, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is haq. That is why, mashallah, in our Jumu'ah session, I touched on this, that if we are not connected to the teachings of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he came in this dunya as the greatest teacher. وَإِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ مُعَلِّمًا. Allah sent me as a Nabi and as a Muallim. And I had said that the first interaction between the angels and the kuffar, the disbelievers, will be أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ. Did not a teacher come to you, a Nabi come to you, a Rasul come to you? And then when we look at the Quran describes how the kuffar will enter Jahannam, that we covered in Jumu'ah. And then in the next verse, Allah speaks about the people of Iman, how they will enter Jannah. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. And Allah says, the muttaqeen will be driven towards Jannah. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ, تَقَوْ, muttaqeen. Who are the muttaqeen? Muttaqeen are people who are Allah conscious. Who are they? Allah conscious. That is why the month of Ramadan comes to re-energize this declaration of faith. So your level of taqwa increases. Your ta'alluq and connection with Allah increases. So you are Allah conscious all the time. And what will happen when they come to the gates of Jannah? And what is Jannah? You know what is Jannah, my respected brothers? It is said that the fragrance of Jannah you can smell at a distance of 1,000 years. 1,000 years. You know, sometimes when somebody walks past you and is put on nice perfume, then you say, mashallah, you smell good. Kehte na kabhi? You smell good. And then you get some people who've come from the kitchen eating samosas, and they come to the masjid and they pray namaz next to you, and you say, oh ho, ye samosa aur kebab wale aage. This is samosa and kebab. All they need to do was just to spray their clothes, but they didn't do that. But they come with the stench, you know, they come to the masjid, sometimes their socks are smelling. So you, instead of breathing oxygen, you are breathing soxygen. Samjhe? So this is very difficult. So when you come to the masjid, mashallah, you know, you have to apply perfume, that environment. It is the sunnah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mashallah, in Jumu'ah, you know, the special fragrance would be burnt in the masjid. And, you know, it was a very good atmosphere. Now, imagine Jannah 1,000 years. How will the feeling be of those that are taken to the doorstep and the gates of Jannah? Think about it. Allah, show me and you. Amen. You know, when the first time you go to Haram Sharif, and you know the Kaaba is inside, and then you've never been to Haram, and you see these beautiful, you know, huge doors that are in front of you, the gates, and that excitement that is there. Oh ho, Subhanallah, I'm here. Only a few steps away, then I'll be inside the mataf and see the Kaaba. But just to actually see, subhanallah, that noor, that area, that environment is amazing. So the Quran says, you know, they will be driven and they will be taken, and the first group, the first batch will be taken, and they will be standing there and they will look at the gates of Jannah. And the gates of Jannah will be closed. The gates of Jannah will be closed. But as they come closer to the gates, in honor, in respect, to salute the VIP, the dignitaries from the children of Adam alayhi salam, subhanallah, the people of Iman, the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this ummah came last, but will be the first to enter Jannah. We came last in dunya, but we will go Jannah first. This is the barakat of the greatest teacher, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when you see the gates of Jannah opening, oh ho, you're outside and you can see Jannah inside. The Quran says, وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا, and the doors will open up for them. They won't even know what to utter. They will be just mesmerized. And then, as they are entering into Jannah, there will be a group of angels, malaika, that will be standing there and saying to them, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, Salamun, Salamun, Mashallah. This is the greeting. So even when we go into Jannah, the first greeting will be Assalamu alaykum. And then you know what the malaika will say to us as we enter inside? Tibtum, 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 well done, Shabash. What will they say? Well done, Shabash. Congratulations, well done. You know, someone who's come tops in his exams, and the father will hug him and mother will kiss him. Beta, you've made me proud. Shabash. Kya kehte? Bacha hafiz hua, mashallah. Shabash. You know, it's an honor. Tibtum, tibtum. And the malaika will say, waqala lahum khazanatuha salamun alaykum tibtum fadkhuluha khalidin. Enter, take your first step, never to come out from Jannah. Take your first step, and it will be reminded to them, as you enter inside, you will never come out from this zone. From this land, you will never come out. فَدْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ, you will never come out. Imagine, what is our life today? 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, 5 times a day namaz, giving a 2.5% zakat. What is that? What is your zakat? 1,000 pounds, 25 pounds. 1,000 pounds, 25 pounds. 5 times namaz, zakat, roza. And how do we keep our roza? Even when we are fasting, subhanallah, at iftari time, it's like as if we had a meal 3 or 4 times a day. Instead of losing weight, we actually gain weight. And the women do jihad in the kitchen. Oh, samosa and pakores, and you name it. Khate raho, yaar. So we are doing what? Roza. And once in a lifetime you go for Hajj, and every other halal is there for your benefit. And for that Allah is saying, I'm giving you Jannat. So, فَدْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ. And then you know what? When the people of Jannah enter into Jannah, بِتَحَاشَا, subhanallah, spontaneously, the words that will come out from their heart, وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي, subhanallah, All praises be to our Allah. Sadaqana wa'dah. Who has fulfilled His promise. He gave us a promise that I will give you Jannah. Wa'dahu. Wa'awrathana al-ard. And Allah allowed us to inherit this special land. This special eternal land. Allah is calling Jannah. Eternal land. نَتَبَوَّأُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ حَيْثُ نَشَاءُ. For us to settle in paradise wherever we like. And then فَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. They will be saying, wah wah, how fortunate we are, and how fortunate are those that worked hard towards righteousness. Towards righteousness. They did all the right things in dunya. Righteousness. They did all the right thing. Listening to this great Nabi. So this is the Jannah, my respected brothers, as compared to this very small, short life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And we are required to follow this Nabi, who 63 years the enemies testified he is the truth. Allahu. And then look at the high profile of a Nabi. The people who accepted him to be the Nabi, they were so close to him that they were even prepared to give their entire life for this Nabi. Not like the Qadianis. You know, a lot of people from Pakistan went to Germany. Where did they go? Germany. I said, bhai, you know Germany, don't you? Germany. And you know why? Because the German government was giving German passport and accepting asylum for anyone who became a Qadiani. Bribery. So all of them, astaghfirullah al-azim, Allah save us. You know, so many Qadianis are there in Germany holding German citizenship because of this. The Germans gave them. They said, you know, it's difficult for us in Pakistan. But Sahaba-e-Kiram ajma'in were not like that. Sahaba-e-Kiram ajma'in were not like that. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you see, when we talk about someone who is fake and someone who is genuine, and then when a Nabi comes in this dunya, he will show you so many miracles that no human being can ever do. No human being can ever do. And then when a Nabi speaks, it will pierce your heart. It will revolutionize your thinking. When a Nabi speaks, it will hit your heart immediately. And then a Nabi, his akhlaq and character is flawless. That is why the people who are false, the people who are false, they will never allow you to look into their character, into their life. Every time, you know, one day when, not in the UK, I used to have a lot of debates before with many people. But now in the UK, in Leicester, you know, you just settle down. But when I was in Portugal, I had a group of Qadianis that came and they wanted to debate. They wanted to debate. So I accepted the challenge. I said, no problem, we'll have a debate. So they came and they started and they said, you see, Isa alayhi salatu wa salam has died. And he died and is buried where? You know where? Where? This Qadiani is telling me. Where did he die and where is he buried? From out of all the places, do you know where he died? Yeah, are you saying nobody knows? Huh? Kya bola? MashaAllah. Kashmir. Can you imagine that? A Jewish man, when I say it with all respect, of course, the Jewish tribe, Yaqub alayhi salam's children, and he's the Nabi of Allah, with honor and respect, I mean that. A man who is of Jewish background, Mirza Ghulam Muhammad Qadiani said he died in where? Kashmir. And in Kashmir there is his qabr also. So he started talking and he's talking. I says, bhai, excuse me. Why are you talking to me about Isa alayhi salam? I'm not interested. I am not interested. And you see, they like to only have only certain topics and they push you there. I say, no, no, no. We are not going to discuss anything about the Quran now. Let us look at the life of Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. And his legs started to shake. I am saying, my Nabi, do you want to look at the life of my Nabi? Do you want to look at his life? Let's look at his life. Your Nabi, let's look at his life. Let's look at what Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani did, and you call him a Nabi. First of all, one needs to understand, a Nabi has a mother, right? Right? Yes. A Nabi has a father, right? Right. Does a Nabi have a teacher? Loud, bhai. Understand what I'm saying. Does a Nabi have a teacher? No. Remember, every Nabi has a father. Of course, Isa alayhi salam, that's mu'jiza. Adam alayhi salam, mu'jiza. But generally, every Nabi has a father. Every Nabi has a mother. But the one thing a Nabi of Allah never has is a teacher. Because teacher means that you have to respect someone that has given you knowledge. And a Nabi can respect the father because he's the father, can respect the mother because she is the mother, but a Nabi can never have a teacher because otherwise people will say that how can he be the Nabi of Allah when so and so, a human being who is fallible, a human being who is fallible, who can make a lot of mistakes, is teaching a Nabi. So Allah cut that line. Adam alayhi salam didn't have a teacher. Ibrahim alayhi salam didn't have a teacher. Musa alayhi salam didn't have a teacher. No Nabi had a teacher. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam never had a teacher. Their knowledge came directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only from Allah. When you look at Mirza Ghulam Muhammad Qadiani, he had so many teachers. Problem number one. He went to a school, a nursery, he went to a madrasa, he had so many Mauli Sahabs as his teachers. The person who went on to claim has got teachers. Problem number one. Problem number, a Nabi does not have. We won't even go into the life because, aliyazu billah, the sins that have been committed by this family has been exposed in the books, because that is another topic. But we will quickly move on. Finally also, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, every Nabi that Allah had chosen, he was a shepherd. He was a shepherd. He would look after the goats in the mountains. Mirza Ghulam Muhammad Qadiani, what was he, a shepherd? So what we are saying, my respected brothers, you will find a lot of people that are fake in this dunya. A lot of people that are fake in this dunya. And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and every Nabi that came, mashallah, because they are chosen by Allah, there is no possibility for a man to say that they were wrong. In fact, that person is wrong in his thinking, his mind is damaged if he says the Nabiya is wrong. I'll give you one example. Look at how damaged the mind was. How damaged the mind was. The Quran says, kaun si ayat hai ya Allah, mujhe zehen mein aa jaye, ke waqala fir'aun, ya hamanubnili sarha, ya hamanubnili sarha, la'alli ablughul asbab. So, Fir'aun, when Musa alayhi salam said to him, worship Allah, so his minister was Haman. Who was the minister? Haman. Fir'aun said to his minister Haman, Haman, can you construct for me this mega tall building, a tower, a structure that will be touching the skies? أسباب السماوات فأطلع إلى إله موسى. And so I will then climb up in the tower and I will go all the way up and I will look up to see the God of Musa. Look at how the mind was damaged. He did not believe Musa alayhi salam. Haman actually built for him something like this. And then it is said that he wants to go on top to say, but look at the arrogance. It doesn't stop there. What did Fir'aun say? I want to go up and have a look. Then Musa alayhi salam is talking about Allah, praying to Allah. Who is Allah? And after that what he said, وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّهُ كَاذِبًا. Allah, because I take his God Allah to be a liar. Look at the arrogance. Look at the arrogance. These are the words of Fir'aun. He is saying Allah is a liar. I am the truthful one. This is what you start to speak when your mind gets damaged. And in order to protect your mind, you have to understand the right guidance from the right teachers, and that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now very, very quickly, my respected brothers, a few more important points to show you that logically also the mind cannot accept, but for the Nabi to be the Nabi of Allah and the last Nabi. Number one, Aliyazu billah, if what the kuffar was saying that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was not the Nabi of Allah, then why would he want to make life difficult for his followers? Do you understand what I'm saying? If somebody wants to have name and fame and people to follow him, would he rather make life easy for his followers or life difficult? Easy. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam made it very difficult. He came up with namaz 5 times a day. He came up with hajj. Never mind namaz. What was considered to be gold dust in Arabia? Do you know? What is gold dust in Arabia? People would really look after this. Ji? Who said water? Jazakallah. Water. Kya hai? Water is gold dust. If a Nabi understands, I am born in this country in Arabia, it is hot, water is considered to be a great ni'mat of Allah, so he would say things that would be saving water. He would make things and he would bring legislations that will be saving water. But instead, what did he do? He said, you have to do wuzu 5 times a day, use water. What did he say? The complete opposite. You'd rather want to make life easy for your followers because water is gold dust. But on the contrary, he said, no, do ghusl on a Friday, that is my sunnah. If you do wuzu on top of wuzu, that is even good. But you have to have wuzu 5 times a day for 5 namazes. And then he showed, wash your fingers, wash your feet, do masa, and use a lot of water. Why would he want to make life difficult for his followers? Because he was the Nabi of Allah. He did not follow his desire. He did not follow his own impulse. He only followed what was dictated to him. What was dictated to him? Number two, He was only the Nabi of Allah. Why? Why would you want to make enemies with the people that were ready to make peace with you? The people of Arabia were ready to make Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam the king of Arabia. They said to him, "We give up. You can be the king of Arabia. You, whatever you say will happen. We will give you wealth. We will give you palace. We will give you what you want. You are the no man is like you. No one has been a leader like you. We give you everything. We will surrender to you." It was so easy for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam to accept this offer. But did he accept it?
No.
Why would you want hardship on yourself? Because he was the Nabi of Allah. He did not follow his desire, his impulse. He followed the dictates of Allah. They came to him and they said, "Look, we already worship Allah and you are talking about Allah. We can compromise, yaar. We can compromise." He says, "No, no compromise. No, no, no. I have a problem. I have a problem with every single idol that is here. I have a problem with every one of you." That is what he said on their face. "I have a problem with you people." He did not compromise. Hum aur aap ho to compromise jaldi kar lete. Allah ke Rasool ne ye kaam nahi kiya. Number three, if he, aliyazu billah, was not right in his claim, then he would want to glorify his own family. He would have named the chapters of the Quran after his own family. Surah Fatima, Surah Khadija, Surah Aisha. Have you seen any chapters like that? You haven't? Are you sure? No, no. There is no Surah Fatima, nothing after his daughter's name. There is no Surah, you know, Khadija or Surah Aisha or Surah Sauda or Surah Abdullah after his, or Surah anything that is to glorify his own family. Did he name it? In fact, the Quran only has the name of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam less than 5 times. The name of Musa and Isa and Ibrahim comes more. Why? Because he was the Nabi of Allah. He was the Nabi of... You can't find any faults in this Nabi. Now, if you want people to follow you, the first thing you do is make your own life easy. What do? You make your own life easy. So what did he do? Did he make his own life easy? He said, "Zakat can be given to everyone who is needy in my ummah, but you can't give to me and my family." Look at the hardship he imposes on himself. What is he saying? Zakat can be given to anyone, but not anyone who is from my family. Are bhai, you can't. And today what do we do? Look at the politicians. Nawaz Sharif in London is driving a Rolls Royce. Chauffeur driven. Nawaz Sharif. Chauffeur driven Rolls Royce. All of these people who come into leadership, even British politics, any kind of politicians you see. Chor upar, chor, chori, you don't care about the country. Look at everything. Look at this country. You can't even get an appointment in the surgery. Ek zamana tha 10, 20 years ago. Bichare wo hamare Dr. Latif sahab hote the East Park Road par. Mujhe kehte the, "Haan, jab bhi aana ho, aa jana Imam sahab. Hafiz sahab." Bichare, usi din hame appointment mil jati thi. Aaj to wo phone karte, 8 o'clock. Arre bhai, 8 o'clock, 7:45 you're on the phone. Nobody. The electric bills you get, you can have a heart attack. It's like paying a rent bill. 600, 700 pounds are your gas and electric bills. Nearly equal towards renting a property. And the amount of profits. Look at this British gas, the profit that they have made. And our Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his residence was considered to be the most humble in the whole of Arabia. There was no other residence that was more humble than the residence of this great Nabi, subhanallah. And here he is saying, give to others, but don't give to my family. Allahu Akbar, what a Nabi. What a Nabi. And Hazrat Aisha, you know, it's iftari time, and the female maid is saying, Amma, you know, you could have left one khajur for you to do iftari with, but even that you gave away. Look at the training, even that you gave away. Hazrat Umar comes into the room of Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam and looks at his room. You know, the frugality of his living and his lifestyle, Hazrat Umar starts to cry. And he sits down and he cries like this. And he starts to cry. And he says, O Nabi of Allah, you know, I've seen the kings. But look at your lifestyle. And you know what he said? Umar, has dunya done magic on you? Has dunya done magic on you? That is why this was a turning point for the Khulafai Rashid. Khulafai Rashid were people, 0% dunya. What did they have? Zero dunya. This was their way of, Hazrat Abu Bakr, nothing. Hazrat Umar, nothing. This is how they went on. Because of following the Nabi. Nothing of dunya. They wouldn't keep it. They had no hisab kitab. That is what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says on the day of Qiyamah, when it will be said, the Ummah of Muhammad stands up, hisab kitab has to start. I will say, Abu Bakr, stand. Let the Ummah, let the hisab of my Ummah start with Abu Bakr Siddiq. Subhanallah. That is our Nabi. No corruption. No corruption whatsoever in the Islamic Khilafat, my respected brother. Look at that. Look at our Nabi. Subhanallah al-Azim, and no zakat. And then, you know, the Arabs would love alcohol. They loved alcohol. And what does he do? Makes alcohol haram. If he wanted to please people, he could have said, it's okay, I'll drink. But what does he do? Alcohol ban. Every man loves women. These were Arab people who had 40, 50 women. One man would have how many women? 40, 50 women were under one man in the time of Jahiliyyah. Huzur alayhi salam banned that. No. All this is haram. Maximum you can have is 4. How many people have got 4? Maximum. So, the Christian lady asked me, oh, you people, Muslims can marry up to 4. I says, yes, we are men. What are we? Muslims are men. Wo tumhari tarah thore hai na mard. Hum to mard log hai bhai, men hai na. 4. But I said, my dear sister, can you give me the statistics that how many Muslim men in the world, despite having permission, actually have 4 wives? How many? How many? You know why? Because there are stringent conditions that are attached to this also. It's not easy. It is not easy. So he prohibited all that. Look at everything. And then what happens? Look at him. Abu Lahab, who troubled him all his life. Abu Lahab, who troubled him all his life. He called his people and he says, Abu Lahab, okay. Tabbat yada Abi Lahabin wa tab ma aghna anhu maluhu wa ma kasab. This is sending la'nat to Abu Lahab. That Abu Lahab basically will not accept Islam. And this was an early Makkan surah that was revealed in the early parts. Right. What did Abu Lahab have to do? All he had to do was climb on top of mountain of Safa and say, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Quran is the truth. The prophecies of the Quran are truthful. I am going to prove him wrong. Even in his heart, he could have been a munafiq. He could have just said, the Quran is saying, I will die as a kafir. I am saying to all of you, today I am becoming a Muslim to prove the Quran wrong. But in his entire life, he didn't do that. Never did that. Otherwise, it was so easy for him to play these tricks. When they played so many tricks, one of the tricks that the mushrikeen were playing is that, well, the kuffar were playing, that in the morning become a Muslim, in the afternoon you get out of Islam. To become murtad. To apostate. Turn away. This is what they were playing. So it was easy for Abu Lahab to play this game. But he didn't. Look at the haqqaniyat of Islam. And to make life, why should a person make life difficult on himself? He said, for my ummah, namaz is 5, for me, namaz is 6. Now, why would you want to make life difficult on you? Tahajjud became farz on Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For the rest, it was 5. He says, for me, tahajjud is 5. If he wanted, he would not participate in the battlefield and let the people go. But what did he do? No, not only did he participate, but he made sure that those who are closely related to him were the first people to start the fight and jihad. Hazrat Ali. What is it? See, in those days, what would happen in a battlefield? Before the main battle, one of the strong fighters from your enemies would come forward and would challenge the Muslims. Most of the time, the one who would go forward to fight was Hazrat Ali. Hazrat Ali. Why would he want to put his own family, Ali, there in case he would be killed, martyred? But no, because he was the Nabi of Allah. And then he himself said to the companions, put an armor on me, and he himself went to fight. Do you see the leaders in the battlefield today? No. They just send the armies. They don't even send their own children in the battlefield. It's other people's children that are going. That is what, wo kya hai wo, yaar uska Scottish MP jo tha, what is his name? George Galloway. George Galloway said, are you people so pathetic that you will want your sons to die for Rishi Sunak? What did he say? Are you people so pathetic that you will want your sons to die in the army for Rishi Sunak? And he said that, you know, in the Oxford chamber. He said that. Ab dekhe. Kya bahadur aadmi tha wo. So look at this. Hazrat Ali is going, Allah's Nabi went. And then what happens? His beloved son Hazrat Ibrahim passes away. So people at that time, it was eclipse. What was it? Eclipse. Coincidentally, it was eclipse. So people started saying, even the heavens are crying at the death of the son of Rasulullah. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Heavens are crying. Hum aur aap ho to kehte ya Allah ke itne bade waliullah ka intiqal hua ke eclipse hua. This is what we would say. When Huzur alayhi salam heard this, people were saying, he said, what are you? What did you just say? He says, O Nabi of Allah, people are saying that even the heavens are crying because your son passed away. He says, don't say that. Eclipse is ayatum min ayatillah. It is one of the signs of Allah. It has got nothing to do with the death of my son. My son died, he died. And he died when Allah wanted him to pass away. He was the son of Rasulullah. He died at a very young age. But don't say, don't exaggerate. What did he say? Don't exaggerate. Ab kitni main aapko example do, subhanallah. And one thing is amazing. The Quran that was revealed to Huzur alayhi salam said to the Jewish people that if you people think that you are truthful, فَتَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتِ Then make tamanna of death. Wish for death. إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّوهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِهِمْ But you will never ever make, you will never wish for death. When this ayat was revealed and when he read this, all the Jewish people had to do was, oh, the Quran is saying that we will never wish for death. Let's prove the Quran wrong. Let's get all the Jewish people and say, listen, we are doing something against the Quran. We are wishing for death. But in his entire life, there is no such thing that the Jewish party ever came out to say, we are making a claim against the verses of the Quran and we are going to be wishing for death. There are 1001 proofs in the hadith and in the Quran that the Nabi of Allah is nothing but Haq. Allah give us all the tawfiq. My respected brothers, and just to conclude, inshallah, aaj aakhiri dar se aapko chutti, to aap ek do minute zyada de, ab to fir Ramadan aa rahi hai, then it will be Ramadan timetable. So this is our last dars. Make sure that we believe in our core values. What is it? Core values. Very important, fundamental values. Number one, we recognize Allah as the one and only. Our iman on tawheed has to be strong. Number two, we believe in the malaika, the angels. When we say we believe in Allah, of course we believe in the whole of the kalima. And then we believe in all the books that were revealed to Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam. And we believe in all the messengers that have come. And we believe on the day of Qiyamah. That is also part of Iman. And we also believe in Taqdeer. We believe in Taqdeer. This is Iman-e-Mufassal and Iman-e-Mujmal. So this is something very important. And we also believe in Jannah and Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. And inshallah, just for a few minutes, inshallah, if you can close your eyes and cleanse the heart. Mashallah, it's amazing. We have so many things in our heart. At least for a few minutes, take out time and think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and think about the blessings of Allah. How merciful is Allah that Allah has given us the guidance and we follow Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And think upon the Ism-e-Zaat of this beautiful name and do the shukr of Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين